With BookBeat, I'm Ron Swaim. A young man named George Murphy has had a literary awareness for a long time.
One Christmas, I put together a small book of my own poems as a gift to friends and learned a little bit about typesetting and graphics and found that it was inexpensive to do.
That experiment led George Murphy to start his own poetry magazine, Tendril, and to create a small publishing house, the Wampeter Press. Murphy is also the man behind an anthology of some of the best short stories to appear in 1984 called The Editor's Choice, a Bantam Whinstone paperback. Tendril dates to 1977, when Murphy and five friends pooled their money to start a small magazine.
It grew from a first issue, which was 40 pages folded and stapled, to an issue that I'm getting ready for the printer now, which will be close to 500 pages.
Murphy's friends dropped out, but for George, Tendril became an obsession.
I do everything but print it.
Which means layout, design, and typesetting on a tabletop IBM Selectric compositor.
I never deal with the real ink and printing and binding and things of that sort. What I do is send what's called camera-ready copy out to short-run automated plants that produce the book.
Murphy says he has no problem finding material for Tendril.
We're averaging about 10,000 submissions a year, most of them unsolicited.
And Murphy says he's proud to have discovered new writers.
Once we take a piece, we send out a release form for the writers to sign and to give us some sort of a biographical note. And the most joyous days are when those come back with a note saying, this is the first time I've ever been in print.
In addition to Tendril, Murphy's Wampeter Press has produced a book of poems by Don Johnson, an anthology called New American Poets of the 80s, and a collection of short stories edited by Tobias Wolfe. George Murphy also developed a book called The Editor's Choice, a collection of short fiction selected by the editors of the magazines in which the stories appeared. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Literary editor George Murphy isn't sure he liked what went on at the most recent convention of American booksellers.
The autobiography of Mr. T was one of the big events, cocktail parties. Autographs.
George Murphy edits the literary magazine Tendril and is also responsible for a collection of short stories, The Editor's Choice.
Even among the literary editors and the literary circle of large publishing houses, there seems to be a renewed interest in short stories and people are going after books of short stories.
Editor's Choice is a collection of 18 works of short fiction published in 1984 and selected by the editors of the magazines in which the stories appeared. While magazines like Playboy and The New Yorker pay well for the few stories they publish, the forums for most writers are small literary magazines and university publications.
For an unknown to try to break into those large markets where the competition are well-established name writers whose names will help sell magazines, it's very difficult to break in.
George Murphy is not overwhelmed by the taste of the New York-centered publishing industry.
All the houses publish books that should never be published. They're not really books. And it seems as though the attitude at too many publishing houses is, we're going to do 35 titles this year. Let's cross our fingers and hope that two make it.
Murphy says the American Booksellers Association convention in Washington, D.C. was less than a literary event.
I was just flabbergasted last year at the ABA to discover that the celebrity events were Connie Stevens, Mr. T, women bodybuilders, and very little attention to literature.
George Murphy has, for now at least, moved his home base from Green Harbor, Maine, to a houseboat in Key West.
For a town its size of 26,000, it has one of the richest literary populations imaginable.
George Murphy, who runs the poetry magazine Tendril, the one-man band behind his Wampeter Press, and editor of an anthology of short stories, The Editor's Choice. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.